You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This is insanity when the world, the whole world is watching. I knew it was a bad sign when I fly into the Des Moines airport, first bathroom I go into, two of the five stalls not working, out of order signs. I knew it was an omen. I kept it to myself. Wow. You never talk about that, things like that in the air. But I just did because I'm thinking, you know what? They can't run a bathroom.
Slow down a little bit.
How are they going to run a democracy?
Wow.
Iowa cannot run a bathroom. How are those Democrats coming out of Iowa even going to run a democracy? You got to love it. Those are the remarks of a leftist mainstream media Morning Joe host, Joe Scarborough. This is February the 4th, 2020. And right now, we should be looking at numbers out of the Iowa caucus. There's still no numbers. No numbers. There had some kind of app issue, and it's very confusing. And yet, at the same time, there are a lot of questions about it. We're going to get into that in great detail because is it possible because, well, let me put it this way. In the words of one Republican, if Biden were winning, would there be a mess? Huh. Raises a good question, right? Now, the other day, if you recall, we pointed out for you that a poll taken that was supposedly going to give you a good indicator of what's going to happen in the caucus, the Des Moines Register, CNN poll. Everybody was waiting with bated breath over the weekend to see how it was going to stack up, and they threw it out the trash. They just threw it away. They burned it up. Why? Well, they said there was a mix-up. A name got left off. I mean, the confusing explanations. I mean, suggesting that maybe Pete Buttigieg's name was left off, and that destroyed the whole poll. He wouldn't have pulled more than 2 or 3% max, if that. And then they were saying, well, somebody couldn't pronounce his name right when they were doing the polling, and so the callers didn't know how to respond. I don't know what the fact is, and I'm not sure anyone else does, except what we have right now is nothing. Nothing. We're told the Dems had this app that just went upside down on them. And the app, by the way, comes from a group called Shadow Inc., linked to a handful of, wait for it, here it comes, Hillary Clinton campaign veterans. Oh! Hillary's involved in this? Maybe, maybe not. Hardball Chris Matthews, also on MSNBC, discussing Iowa's first-in-the-nation status, saying the state doesn't reflect the diversity of the Democrat Party. He said, we've got to get Tom Perez in here and beat him up a bit, make him tell us, why do you still start in Iowa? And they're pointing out that maybe the problem is in Iowa, too many white folks. They've got that issue. They're race-baiting and calling each other inside the Democrat Party. They're recognizing and passing word around that, hey, the app that failed was put together and with the help of some previous Hillary Clinton team members. There are a lot of questions. And I love Joe Scarborough. If they can't run the bathrooms, how are they going to possibly run a democracy to coming up with the Iowa caucus to give us any solid numbers? We're going to be joined a little bit later in this hour, and before the show's out, we got a lot coming up, but later in this hour, Dr. Gerard Lamero. Now, Dr. Lamero, 2 weeks ago, said he expects to see Bernie Sanders end up carrying the Democrat banner to the general election. That's right, Bernie Sanders going against Donald Trump. And, of course, tonight the president delivers a State of the Union. Will he talk about impeachment? Should he ignore it? And, of course, shocking news for Rush Limbaugh listeners yesterday that he's battling stage 4 lung cancer. We'll get into that as well because I want to share some of my thoughts. Even though we were competing against him at this time of the day, I still certainly revere the man and what he's done for the business. Oh, and Dave in Florida sending a word in. Great show last night. Here's an interesting scenario. Biden wins the election. Hillary is VP. Democrats impeach Biden. Voila! Hillary is president. Dave in Vero Beach, Florida. I don't know what you're drinking, but stop it. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let me begin by stating that I imagine, have a strong feeling that at some point the results will be announced. And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa. Tonight, in this enormously consequential 2020 election, the first state in the country has voted, and today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Well, those are the words of Senator Bernie Sanders last night. You would have thought he had numbers in his hand showing that he had won. You would have thought that he was so confident because he had seen some actual numbers. There are no numbers to see. What Bernie and the other Democrats suddenly started deciding to do last night, get up in front of a crowd, make some noise, get some applause going, and make it appear as if, we won! We won! Well, we don't have any numbers, but we won! Just count on it. We won! And of course, as you heard in the last part, he said, today, the first state in the union has voted, and this is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. You know what Donald Trump had to say about what was going on in Iowa? He said, the Democrat caucus is an unmitigated disaster. Nothing works, just like they ran the country. Remember the $5 billion Obamacare website that should have cost 2% of that? The only person that can claim a very big victory in Iowa last night is Trump. And to that, he's right. They had an overwhelming support for Donald Trump in the Republican primaries in Iowa. But here you've got Bernie Sanders insisting that after all the night and all the counting is over, and he expected last night it was going to happen, we will have won. They still don't have it. They don't have any numbers. And CNN has to put up on their webpage, chaos and confusion surround the Iowa results. You think? Now, the Democrat Party in Iowa is blaming this fiasco on a coding issue, saying, look, it's working. We have every indication our systems are secure. This is not a cybersecurity intrusion. Everything's been good, and it's working. We're getting numbers. We're just not getting complete numbers, and we're getting partial numbers. And in other words, it's still not working. This is where the pilot comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be descending now earlier than we had planned. The engines have stopped. We have no way to do anything but go down. But we're still flying at this time. To make you feel better? By the way, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Chad Wolf, said Iowa Democrats refused to get help on that app that they were going to start using. He said, we offered to test it from a hacking perspective, but the Iowa Democrats said, no, we know what we're doing. We don't need no help. We don't need no stinking help. We can do it. So that app, which is supposed to help the Iowa Democrats quickly, I stress the word quickly, report the caucus results, now contributing confusion, a muddled result, and no numbers whatsoever. And the group that describes itself as a new way for progressives to reach her audience is at the heart of all of this. It's a tech firm by the name of Shadow. It describes itself as a group that creates a permanent advantage for progressive campaigns and causes through technology. Not meant apparently for conservatives, only for liberals and progressives. And as I mentioned in the monologue, what some folks are now beginning to realize, that maybe they did not know earlier, this app that was supposed to help the Democrat Party is linked to Hillary Clinton campaign veterans. The COO, the CEO, the CTO, and a senior product manager all worked for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Riddle me this. Do you think Hillary's messing with this to any extent? But still last night, the idea last night is for the candidates, especially after Bernie made his appearance, we got to get on stage. I can see it now. Look, they're on stage. They're claiming victory. We can do the same thing. Here comes Mayor Pete.
By the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation. Because by all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
Iowa, you've shocked the nation. Yes, you have. You're giving us Zippo nothing. Even now, at this time of day, this morning, there are no numbers out of Iowa. And, of course, Buddy Ed saying, we're going on to New Hampshire victorious. How do you justify that? Well, I said it. These folks who foster, believe in, endorse, support, create fake news are reading their own press releases, talking about how great they are, not looking at the reality around them. Booty Edge wasn't the only one. Senator Warren wanted to get her time on the air last night, too.
I spent most of my career studying why families go broke and fighting to make it easier for them to get back on their feet. Before I was even elected to office, I built an entire federal agency to stop big banks and financial institutions from cheating people.
And again, it's just a matter of cameras were hot in Iowa last night. CNN, NNN, and the others were everywhere. So the candidates say, we got to get in front of the camera. We got to maximize this. We got to do that. In fact, at the point she was speaking, at one point, CNN was also waiting for Biden to speak. They had a split screen showing him at the podium, but he wasn't saying anything yet. So they were showing him and watching her as well. And so once she started speaking first, they went to her and then did him on a relay and or added some additional points. But again, all they were trying to do is try to stir their supporters into believing we won. Oh, granted, there are no numbers yet, but we won. And it's all because of you pushing us over the edge, because you were here supporting me. Senator Klobuchar, another perfect example.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that the people in the middle, the people who have had enough of the name-calling and the mudslinging, have a candidate to vote for in November. Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that our fired-up Democrats will march to victory alongside a big coalition of independents and moderate Republicans that see this election just as we do. That this election is, yes, an economic check, but it also is a patriotic check. It is a decency check. It is a simple idea. It's a simple idea that the heart of America is so much bigger than the heart of this guy in the White House.
Yay. We got a bigger heart than Donald Trump does. We still don't have any numbers. A technical meltdown. That's one way to describe it. Hours now after all of this, reporters are pleading for information. Give us something. They said, well, we can. I mean, we're getting some numbers, but they're incomplete. They're impartial. And I ask again, is it because the numbers coming in are showing that Biden is not winning, that Bernie is going to carry Iowa, and that Biden is just kind of falling off the map? I don't know. But then again, keep in mind the tech firm that put all this together for Iowa, for this caucus, to prepare for this. 4 years in preparation for this presidential primary, and they had an app that just didn't work, didn't get coded properly, was maybe bad to begin with. Maybe it was because it came out of four different folks that had previously worked for Hillary Clinton. I wonder if they got paid in advance. And how much did they get paid for that thing? And then again, who's going to turn around and want money back? Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Minnesota, just upset as well. She said, this can't be. And she's talking about someone else noting that the Dems paid a company, literally called Shadow, to create the caucus app. Buttigieg campaign also paid Shadow, according to FCC records. The caucus app fails. Buttigieg then declares himself Iowa winner with no results, as you heard a moment ago. He said, we're going on to New Hampshire victorious. You don't have any numbers. And, of course, last night, while the cameras are out and everybody's trying to get their time in the spotlight, Joe Biden doesn't want to miss out.
Well, the Iowa Democratic Party is working to get this result, get them straight. And I want to make sure they're very careful in their deliberations. And indications are, from our indications, it's going to be close. We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates. We don't know exactly what it is yet, but we feel good about where we are. And look, so it's on to New Hampshire.
On to New Hampshire. We feel good. We feel confident. We don't know what the results are, but we're counting on it. I mentioned the monologue earlier. Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida said if Biden had won the Iowa caucuses, quote, we probably would have had some results right now. If we'd gotten those results, Joe Biden might have gotten out of the race tonight. In other words, he's saying Biden didn't get the results he needed, so he might pull out of the race now. Or then again, if he won, wouldn't we already have those numbers? See, there are a lot of questions about this. And Bernie Sanders and the rest of the Dems are anxiously waiting, but they got to move on. And of course, as they're waiting, they're worried about the money. The money's got to keep coming in. Because once we see what happened in Iowa, it is a basically setting the course for the rest of the campaign for the Democrats, some in particular. It will be end of the road, turn around, go back. For some, it's going to be a cliff, going right off the cliff. But right now, we don't have any numbers. None, as I'm speaking to you. How did Iowa end up being the first state in the nation to get this? And is it time to change things? Now, President Trump has already said, it's not the fault of Iowa, it's the do-nothing Democrats. And as long as I'm president, Iowa will stay where it is. Important tradition. Well, let's talk about that tradition. And also, I'll let you hear again from Bernie Sanders, who's convinced he is the winner. Don't have any numbers, but I'm the winner. We'll take a break. We'll come back and hear from that. And don't forget, later in this hour, Dr. Gerard Lamero will join us, who's already predicted Sanders will face against Trump in the general election.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. Redfitnesslounge.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
No matter what our political views may be, the people of America understand we cannot continue to have a president who is a pathological liar, who is corrupt, who does not understand our Constitution, and is trying to divide our people up based on the color of their skin, based on their religion, their sexual orientation, or where they were born. And all of that hatred, all of that divisiveness is going to end when together we are in the White House.
Bernie Sanders, when we are in the White House, you know, as he was listening, the list of that person he was going to defeat is a divisive, lying, doesn't understand the Constitution. I thought he was talking about Hillary for a moment. I swear to God, I thought he was talking about Hillary. So we're still waiting. Any numbers out of Iowa? I'm looking, I'm checking. No. Why is Iowa doing this anyway? See, they have a complex process of caucuses, county conventions, district conventions, state conventions. So they decided to start early. In 1972, Iowa became the first state to hold its Democrat caucus. It had the first Republican caucus 4 years later. It all started back in the 1968 Democrat convention. The DNC decided it needed to open up the process. They wanted to lessen the power of party leaders and get more grassroots activists. And Iowa's Democrats were frustrated. They felt it was being run by party bosses. So they decided to revamp the whole thing. And then it became an important gauge because in the 72 presidential race, George McGovern's campaign, managed by a young whiz kid, as they described as Gary Hart, Notice that Iowa is going to be first in the nation, decided to make a bid there to get publicity for McGovern and a big media boost before the New Hampshire primary. It worked. In 76, Jimmy Carter did the same thing. And so at this tradition now, Iowa is the first. Will it remain the first after this? Should it be the first at all? And the other thing to keep in mind, once the candidates are through in Iowa with this caucus, once they leave, they will turn their back on Iowa, probably never to be seen again. Politico reported, few states received more time and attention from Barack Obama during his White House campaign than Iowa. Part of it was because of his political ascent, but there was also a widespread view that Iowa was up for grabs at that time. This time around, the Democrats are pretty much acknowledging Iowa will go to President Trump. So they spent their money, their effort in this caucus against each other, and now they'll walk away from it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Gerard Lamero. He does forecast modeling. He is the one that months before anyone else called Trump to lead the Republican Party, he said Trump will win. And now he's saying Bernie will lead the Democrats.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We welcome back Dr. Gerard Lamero, expert on forecast models and when it comes to politics. Dr. Lamero, welcome aboard again.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, at this point, I thought we'd have some Iowa numbers. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment, but you'd already forecast, and I told the audience coming up before you joined us, that you'd already said you look for Bernie Sanders to carry the Democrat banner against Trump in the general primary. You're getting support on this, by the way. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who was under President George W. Bush, is saying the same thing. In fact, he says, I think one of the things that tells us they don't have any confidence in Biden anymore, he looks very weak in Iowa, money drying up, maybe calling his son Hunter, saying, can I borrow some money? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think that the folks and the trends are toward Bernie Sanders. There's one exception I could say, and that is if the election process, if the primaries and caucuses are not honest. And I can't guarantee that they'll be honest.
And that raises the big question about what is going on in Iowa right now. This shadow group, this group that put together this app for them, three or four of the main honchos in this tech group were Hillary Clinton campaign workers.
Right. The COO, the chief operating officer, and two other executives, as well as the product manager, were all former Hillary Clinton staffers, apparently. And one has to wonder if they have any kind of bias and, purposely did something. I mean, I don't want to create a conspiracy where one might not exist, but on the other hand, you have to realize that in 2016, Bernie Sanders was basically railroaded out of a nomination. He should have had the nomination in 2016, but the extra delegates, the super delegates, and some other factors worked against him.
Yeah, I was reading before you joined us also a statement from Congressman Gates of a Republican saying if Biden had won in Iowa, we would already have the numbers. And maybe because Biden's not leading, that's why we're not seeing the numbers right now.
Well, that's a possibility. There are a number of things, and it's very strange. I mean, we had a system that had built-in redundancy, supposedly, and they had the backup phone system that also failed, and then they had all sorts of inconsistencies. So what's going on? And they said that the app has coding problems. Why does the app have coding problems? It's supposed to have been tested. They certainly shouldn't run it in a live caucus situation. For all the elections I've been through, and I've been through years and years of elections, primaries, caucuses, presidential elections, I have never seen anything like this happen before. And one has to think, was this done on purpose for some reason? And it could be very well. We have a lot to be suspicious here. We had the Des Moines Register CNN polling results that were withheld supposedly because of another strange mistake. And is it possible that they did not want the results to come out and they didn't want the results to even happen? And I'm wondering, is Bernie Sanders being cheated out of this election?
You know, Bernie,
I'm for fair elections. I don't like him personally, but, you know, I think that we need to have fair elections.
That's our process. And I was running some sound bites from him and the other candidates because last night, as the night drug on, they thought, well, we got all these cameras here. We need to get up in front of them. And they basically all, each of them started declaring their own victory. And Bernie saying, you know, we won. When all the numbers come in, we won. It's on to New Hampshire. Buddy Ed said, we've got a victorious win here. Now on to New Hampshire. And then have zip. They have no numbers.
That's right. And, you know, as you expect, campaigns, I've been involved in campaigns, often, frequently, will phone in results ahead to their headquarters so they have some idea of what's coming. And Bernie said he had 50% of the votes in and he was ahead. Buttigieg said he had 75% of the votes in, according to his headquarters, and he was number one. And you know, and then Biden sends out a legal statement by his lawyer that said, we're not sure whatever the results come out that we can trust them.
Yeah,
now, does that say? Did he lose?
Yeah, there was a statement from Buttigieg last night. We read it a moment ago. He said, Iowa, you have shocked the nation. And he was talking about the fact that I ended up coming out of Iowa the winner. But actually, Iowa has shocked the nation in an entirely different way.
That's absolutely correct. So there's a lot to explain here. And you know what really bugs me? And that is that the Iowa Democratic Party, the IDP as they call it, refused to take help from Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
Because the federal government was willing to go in and try to figure out what happened. Was there any hacking done? And they said, no hacking whatsoever. That's what they claimed. But you know, back in 2016, there was another time when they were hacked, emails were hacked, they wouldn't allow anyone near their system.
No one from the feds,
you're right.
And you sort
of have to be suspicious about people who are afraid to get help from the experts in the government. And I don't think the Republicans, even though they run the government, have any stake in saying that something happened that didn't happen. I think they would have been objective. I think their idea is to make our election system fair, and I think they should have taken the help.
Yeah, you're talking about the DNC in 16 when they had their hacking, and
right.
The government DOJ said, yeah, we'll come in, we'll take a look at it and find out who's behind it. No, we're good. And that's when they brought in this, what was that other group they brought in that was supposed to go make things better?
Crossroads, was it?
Right, Crossfire, crowd control, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, something.
So where we are now in Iowa right now, first of all, why is Iowa important to the Democrats that have spent all their time and money and what capital they've got in that area?
Well, it's traditionally a momentum-building state. If you come out of there ahead, it shows you can win. They're especially interested this year in winning in the Midwest. You know, they basically are hoping to beat Donald Trump, and I think they're wasting their time, to be honest. I don't think they've got a chance. And the fact they can't run an election indicates maybe they can't run a country either. Certainly doesn't look good for them. They can't run a small election. You know, that's a relatively small state, and a wonderful state, by the way. I like Iowa. But, you know, basically that's an important state to get the whole process started. And from here it's on to New Hampshire. It was looking to me like Bernie was going to carry Iowa, carry New Hampshire, and might actually wind up going into New Hampshire very strong. And so this blunted his momentum that he would have picked up.
Now, and of course, you mentioned that if they can't run this, how can they run everything else? Before you joined us, I ran a clip from even a leftist mainstream media. Joe Scarborough said he got to the airport, the bathrooms weren't working. He said, if they can't run restrooms, how are they going to run the country? Which is pretty good. but the point, too, is you said the momentum. Before you joined us, I was telling the audience, reminding them that when Gary Hart ran McGovern's campaign and decided to go into Iowa and get that first state claim, that they did get the momentum, and Jimmy Carter did the same thing. But now, where's the weight in Iowa at this point, this day and age?
Well, right now, I think people are going to really wonder if this was somehow tampered with. The fact they won't allow an outside third party to look at the app and study it, and study the, you know, you can do a lot of forensics in terms of cybersecurity and that. And the fact that they're not allowing outsiders to verify it even works. They say it works. They say they've tested it. Well, then why didn't it work last night when everybody's waiting for the result?
Politico declared in a headline on the caucus day yesterday, reference the Democrats, whoever wins Iowa, they won't be back. They basically are conceding that Trump's going to carry Iowa.
Well, he certainly should as of right now. As of the current forecast, that is correct.
Well, in other words, all they wanted from Iowa was to come out leading the other Democrats. And beyond that, they'll never step foot in Iowa again, maybe.
Yeah, and, you know, I think to add to the suspicion and the conspiracy, even though, again, I don't want to create a conspiracy or flame one, you know, inflame it. But on the other hand, you know, Bernie looked like he was going to win. He looked like he was getting more support. He was getting more money. He was beating Biden, who's supposedly the front runner up until now. But then you had all the people come out right before the caucus saying, this is bad for the party. He could take down the party. It's almost as if the establishment Democratic Party does not want Bernie Sanders because they feel like he's going to lose the election to Trump, which, by the way, I think he will. But I think the American people have a right to pick their candidate, whoever it is, good or bad.
Project Veritas had already had some Bernie staffers on tape saying that if he doesn't win the convention in Milwaukee, there'll be a rioting in the streets if he doesn't come out of Milwaukee with the Democrat label.
That's consistent with the 1968 problem. You remember the rioting in the streets. When the left was not able to secure the nomination, that was a case of, once again, people very frustrated with what they thought was an unfair process. And I believe 2016 was unfair to Bernie Sanders, and this one is not starting out where everything looks like it's on the up and up.
Well, Dr. Lamero, as always, we appreciate your time and your input. We got a long ways to go, and yet just a short time until November, so we're going to be booking you for numerous appointments still to come.
I look forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
I agree with that.
Get out your popcorn.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Dr. Gerard Lamero, author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. This whole thing about Iowa, again, helping you get a clear understanding of why it's such a big deal. I want to spend a little bit more time on that in the next segment, but also something Bloomberg has done. He, of course, was not on the Iowa caucus list. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And even now, at this moment, we still have no numbers coming out of Iowa. Let me check. I'm going to refresh to see if anything's popped up. Does anyone have anything anywhere here? And I'm looking, and I see none. Are we going to see any at all today? And they continue to say we had a major coding error in this app, and it's just we're getting some numbers but not complete numbers. Oh, here it is. They're saying the majority of the results will be released by 4 o'clock Central Time. Majority of the results. I don't know what that means. And you'll have to wait and see, too. It'll be after we're off the air. You know, some states don't even have their primaries until June, a month before the national convention. Iowa, of course, has gotten this place in history, but maybe not after this. Maybe they'll say, you know, we're just not going to do that anymore. It doesn't mean anything. But either way, the Iowa Democrat Party chair says we will be releasing the details of the latest numbers we have, and I'm watching some of the audio come down. That's what you're hearing in the background, that we will have some numbers for you later this afternoon, 4 o'clock Central. That's what they're saying. By the way, the caucus chair says he also used a back channel to the Iowa Democrat Party after an app attempt had failed. In other words, the caucus chair for one of the precincts in Des Moines downloaded the Iowa Democrat Party app last week, tested it, believed it was working fine. But on the night of the caucus, 30 minutes before the counting began, he tested it again and it glitched. Nothing would work. I'm sure there's going to be a good inquiry into the group that put this together for them, especially when many of the Democrats and Bernie and others realize that it was put together by a group called Shadow, which is staffed, created by, and has CEO and COO and CTO, all former Hillary Clinton campaign aides. And they said they had an app that would work for progressives. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Or maybe they didn't care beyond this moment. I know that gets into conspiracy theories. It's the Democrats that figured out. Are they going to have a Russian Mueller-type investigation? All right, I told you I'd say let you know what Bloomberg is doing. Bloomberg, of course, was not on the caucus list. He's coming into the race late, but he doesn't care. He's dumping all of his money. He spent $250 million probably already and has plans to spend more. He is the eighth richest man in the world, so he's got plenty to spend. But now, of course, he came out with that ad on Super Bowl Sunday. And again, it featured gun control issues and also moments from the white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia, Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's hearing, school shootings, immigration. And again, showing children, caged, illegal children who'd come across the border with or without parents in cages. And the whole idea was, as the ad stated, America demanded change. Well, again, the ad that they used in the Bloomberg ad was from the time Barack Obama was in office. And they also were putting children in these detention areas for their safety, and so they wouldn't wander away. But when Trump's doing it, we're saying they're caged. Well, again, the photo taken was from the Obama era. In fact, they compared the image on that photo to a photo taken by Ross D. Franklin for the AP in June 2014. 2014, taken inside a Customs and Border Protection facility in Nogales, Arizona. And they point out that the cross legs of one individual in the Bloomberg photo is the same as you see in the middle of the photo in the Bloomberg ad. Everything is exactly the same because that's the source. The Associated Press picture taken in June 2014, presented as something since 2016 when Donald Trump became president. All right, coming up in the next hour, the impeachment. It's wrapping up, final statements being offered, and even reading Harry Potter. That's how far the Democrats are going. They got nothing, so let's read some excerpts of Harry Potter. I'll explain. And we'll talk about the State of the Union address, which the president will be delivering tonight. And also a proposal, and you wouldn't think you'd have to make a law on this, dealing with drag queens showing up in public libraries for story hours for children. And also the shocking news about Rush Limbaugh and his battle with lung cancer. I want to share some thoughts about Limbaugh and his battle and what he's done, of course, for our talk radio in general. And yes, he's on, as this program's on, we're, quote, in competition. I'm no real competition to Limbaugh at this point. But at the same time, we all appreciate competition. That's the way we're all geared. But I do want to share some thoughts about Rush Limbaugh, and I'll do that in the next hour. And, of course, we'll begin the top of the next hour with your network news and then my news and commentary coming up. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.